I was recording on the video just now. I'm for real recording. Cheryl, what about these food allergies? I'm really worried about my fellow lesbians who are lying about being gluten-free. They don't have celiac disease. They're just fat lesbians, honey.
Fire?
Mm-hmm. Fate.
Mm, we're fat and skinny.
Not fat.
Don't listen, Badge.
Sure,
if
honey.
If you go to gay pride.
Fuck no. I don't have any pride. I have shame. I'm a lesbian.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do I mean? I mean, I'm a lesbian, and I don't need to see faggots all day on a parade float. And I don't have no abs. You can't go to a gay pride parade without abs, honey.
You gotta punish.
Mm-hmm. I gotta be like Wanda Wisdom and punish my robo on the internet. Some weird shit. I'm gonna put my video on, even though I'm horrible looking, because I have an ice cream for you to see me eep. That's an eep. Ready for this?
Yep.
All right, let's switch over to the live. I love these new ice creams because you know how they call it core when you do your work, your core at the gym. Mine is called Hazed and Confused Core.
I like their frozen Greek yogurt. It's delicious.
Which kind? Which flavor?
The blueberry graham cracker, and my favorite is the a pineapple passion fruit.
Oh, girl, I don't like fruit in my yogi. They used to have this real good.
So good.
They used to have peanut butter banana flavor.
Oh, yeah. That's hard.
And I haven't been able to find it, but that was the absolute beast.
Beast.
Not obese, beast.
Matt, when was the last time we ate dinner a gram?
Let me think about it. Who cares, honey?
It's just been so long.
Who cares?
And, you know, since Deborah's pod faded, I haven't had anything to
listen. She's supposed to be here.
She pod faded.
She said she was going to be here with us.
You know what she's been doing?
Drugs? Heroin?
No, working out.
Please. Why?
Punishing.
Oh, these fucking queens. Everybody works out. Not everybody can be Deborah Wilkerson calling about it, you know. Oh, wait, there she is. I don't know if she's online, though. She better be. Deborah. 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 She's green, honey. She's probably in the car at the goddamn Shoney. Deborah, answer so I can eat. Oh, motherfucking bitch. You know she's at that goddamn Shoney's again. Getting another raping. You know, we had a complaint about rape. Did you know that?
What do you mean?
Remember Dan Gladys? He made those nice compilations of your abortions.
No.
He said, he sent me a text saying, or a message saying, Madge, would you please play that clip where, from the beginning of that show, Getting On, where she says, get out of here, you black coon dyke.
Okay.
He said he'd pay $5. I said, $5 is not enough for that.
Madge, I really, those of you listening at home, Madge is on video right now eating ice cream, being fired, and in the background are moving boxes and two closets that are both open, filled with clothing strewn about, and one of the closets has a dirty-looking green towel. I think it's a towel hanging on it.
That's right.
Because it's got to be clean on that door up there. I'm sure there's no dust. Is that your shower towel?
No, that is a towel. I spilled some wadi on the carpet.
Oh, sure it's not for your lesbian love juices?
Ugh, no, I use Kleenexes for my lips.
Oh,
you know, this is, I really don't have to put my face on camera if I'm going to get this kind of criticism, you know.
I'm not criticizing. I'm just,
oh, that's not criticism, saying I got a cum towel on my wall?
Well, man.
What else is there? If that's not criticism, what the fuck is
it?
No, what happened is I spilled some water on the floor.
It smells like lobster.
Lobster?
Yeah, it's the most horrible smell.
I need to find that clip where Sylvia Brown
lobster
says, lobster. What about Chris when he was young? Wasn't he hot?
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You didn't see the picture of Chris when he was young.
What are you talking about?
DeFrancy.
Oh, what about her?
He was hot when he was young. You didn't see that picture? You haven't been social mediating enough. That's your problem.
I haven't.
Yeah, when he was young, he was seriously hot. I'm not kidding.
Mm-hmm. Pour some ice on me.
Did you just send me that something?
Mm-hmm.
What is this? It says page not available.
What do you mean?
I guess I gotta log in to see it.
Yeah, that's right. Pour some ice on me.
Is this what you sent me about Mike Tyson hosting the...
What?
Soul Train Awards?
No.
Well, that's what I got. It's from Gina. I mean, well, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You sent me a linky.
Yep.
About Mike Tyson.
It's not Mike Tyson.
Oh. Oh, God. Some beep. Should I play it on the stream, I guess? There were a lot of good... There's a lot of newbies. We have... Wait, let me play it on the screen first. We have... I'm very excited that we have What Y'all Hit and What Y'all Did the second.
Oh, yes!
And we have that brown egg lady.
Egg?
Her head is shaped like an egg. She looks like a big brown egg. You don't remember who? What do you mean Skype has... Shit, Deborah's updating her Skype at a time like this.
Well, it's a perfect time for me to eat some cheddar fish.
It's a perfect time for me to eat some delicious cholesterol.
Cheddar fish.
Always has the last. By the way, I did try that Yosemite, the Jew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't work. Surprise.
Man.
But I'm on a...
Are you excited for them to replace all of your video editing grumps with iMovie?
What are you talking about? They're not.
I posted that link on your Facebook page today.
They're not. They're replacing
Aperture with Photos.
Yeah, because Aperture is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
So what's wrong with that? So use Adobe. Big deal. It's better anyway. What's the problem?
Well, I think that it's...
Are you like the only person that uses Aperture?
iOSification. No, I use Adobe, Mary. But I'm just saying.
I'm not in this with you. I don't care anymore, okay?
Oh, because you want a large iPhone.
I'm in it for the blown.
You're going to do... I saw this every day now. I feel like I see people doing iPad photography.
Oh, yes. It's getting worse, isn't it? It's horrible. The iPads everywhere. I was at the Blues Festival. Did you hear that black, by the way? I got to play this. I recorded a black, and I want you to hear her. I recorded this myself. I forgot about it, so now I hope that I can have it on.
Is she getting raped?
Yeah, she's getting raped. It's a voice recording. Let me see. How do you see your voice recording? What the hell? What is this? Voice? How do you find those on your iTunes, honey? Voice recordings. Do you know how to do that, honey? You don't use iTunes. What do you use? Oh, Blown. Blown Tunes. Is that what you use? Blown Tunes? Yeah, but Cheryl, don't perp.
What do I need iTunes for anymore?
Bloaterous. You're bloatsy. Lack and mean. Checking inward. All right, where is this god? How do you find your... Seriously, how do you find your goddamn shit on the shit holders? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How do I find my voice recording?
They didn't teach you how to do that at boot camp. Kaplan boot camp.
Yeah, they teach that there. Oh, here, voice memos.
Kaplan.
But wait, these are not recent.
Wait. Kaplan.
What's this? This is a year ago.
What, physically?
Well, he really had all...
Oh, that's personal.
You're talking about Kaplan boot camp.
I think I have to sync it. How do you do that? You know what I found that was really funny? I got to find it. You made this for me like a few years ago, and I want to play it because I forgot how funny it is.
What is it?
It's a little recording you made. Here. I'm playing it.
And now some old people acting old and trying to remember things. This is what I have to look forward to, thankfully. I'm 25, still beautiful, smoky, tan, and delicious. That's Misha Real Murkowski. Let's listen in on what we all have to look forward to someday. Being old, Jewish, and a little bit forgetful, commune.
Yeah, he was one of the Candy Man.
Oh. Now you know who that is? He's an Englishman. He wrote the.
But Sammy Davis Jr. made that thing.
But he was a singer, but he didn't write the.
This is the guy who wrote it.
It was the guy who wrote it.
And the guy for the opera, the.
All of a sudden, I can't think.
Andrew
Lloyd Webber.
Webber.
Yeah.
Jax.
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
He was. This was one of the best shows I've ever seen. He did. He wrote it. Yeah, he and his friend.
Right.
He also wrote the one. He also wrote the. song with the eye.
The eye.
The opera.
Oh, Phantom of the Opera.
Phantom of the Opera. It was a wonderful show. One of the best I've ever seen.
You know what? It's all a fucking kiss my ass mishmash.
Never mind. And so what is it? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Wasn't that
you
nice?
Know, do you remember it? You're the one that sent me the recording.
No, that was Wonder Wisdom, Dum-Dum.
It was your family.
It was Wintred Wisdom. Don't talk to me that way. Don't talk to me, little girl. I'm still trying to find this recording of these.
Is Deborah still restarting Skype?
Fucking no. She's such a mess. I'm still looking for that recording.
Why'd you play that black?
I think I lost my voice memos. Is that even possible? It was such a good recording. I think I might have deleted it.
This is the ice challenge.
What?
With my new foe.
What?
So whenever y'all are ready, I want all of y'all to try to beat my ice challenge. Who is all of y'all? Put some ice on me.
Wish sound.
You should play this video.
All right. I got to figure out how to do grum holding. It's been a while.
It's so good.
Let's find Deborah first. And people. Well, that's to
be.
She's in the car at the show and he's getting a raping. I know she is. That's how she is.
Two
did.
For one BOGO.
I think we have a new Baby Jane N-word story, don't we?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
I think we do. I'm pretty sure we do.
We might, but then...
Find it.
No.
Yeah.
We have lots of videos.
Well, I'm eating. She's still updating. Let me do some old caps. Still? Christ on a wheel. All right, I got to get the grum holder screen holder working real quick. Then we'll do that, because that grum holding is hard sometimes. Hard for me to breathe. It really is with all this eating. New local desk.
New weave.
Oh, let's see. Yeah, new weave. Oh, cunt rare. Oh, cunt rare. Rare cunt. Windy. Oh, wait. Why is it showing the other monody? I want that monody. I want the other monody. You like the way I say monody?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and maybe you should say it that way once in a while.
Manatee.
It's good. Good. That's real good. Okay, let's set up the audio. And I'm almost ready for Grum Holding Live. Scream streaming. There we go. Okay, have your black on. Is this the black you wanted, the one in the swimming pool? Honey? Honey?
No.
No?
It's another one.
Can we just do the swimming pool first since it's already here? Yes.
Come on.
Make a real big first. Wait, I got a blooper. Maybe that was Deborah.
No, that was me.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Pour some ice on me.
The ice challenge with my new bow.
Do we?
So whenever y'all ready.
I'm ready.
I want all of y'all to try to beat my ice challenge. Who is all of y'all?
Pour some ice on me.
Pour
some ice on me.
Damn, this motherfucker. My nip ain't coming at it. Oh, that's
good.
You might have to do that, Keith.
She's
fine.
I saw me.
I ain't gonna be able to hold it.
I'm ready for it to get on there, man.
Come on. Hercules. Oh, shit.
Pull some ice. My tooth did it.
All right, ice challenge. Second ice challenge. KK, she making this especially for you.
KK.
Ooh, ice challenge. Put it on her head.
Hey,
what y'all need?
Whole body. Whole body.
Yes!
Pour some sugar on me. Come on, KK. What you gonna do now?
Come on,
do it, Marquis. Yeah! Cut it off, nigga.
Get the rest.
Get it, Marquis. You gotta pour that. She gotta get that whole bucket of water. KK did the whole bucket of water. Refusia.
What it do? What it do? Y'all can't touch it. Y'all can't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Now, do you have what you had and what y'all did too?
Hold on.
Do you, we have what y'all had and what y'all do the second?
No, this is an angry blind.
I can't believe Deborah can't work her goddamn shit again.
Do this one next.
Let me try Deborah in the meanwhile.
No.
Yes. She won't answer anyway. Which one? The last one? This black?
Yeah.
This black here? Which black?
That's right.
Listen, I'm about to tell you. Come here, son. I got raped and robbed. My bag got snatched and it broke back, but they ain't give me my money. And my phone is missing. I'm depressed. I need Jesus in my life. Somebody help me, please.
Where you die
at when y'all soldiers is nasty? Bring your nasty ass out here. I'm trying to tell you the truth.
Is this Noah Bort?
Got robbed, raped,
raped,
and depressed.
I'm depressed.
Tired. Can you shoot me in the back of my fucking neck? Why not? It's against the law. No, they do it.
I will take you to the hospital if you want.
I don't want to go in the back of your trunk.
Who took this video?
I don't know.
Was it
my bones is
Wilbur?
My titties is shaking. My toes is not.
Her toes is what? What be your toes?
My cough got disease.
She cold
my
cuts?
My eyeballs has got guns in it.
My eyeballs got guns in it.
I thought she had cold cuts. Didn't she say that?
And that fifth of milk. From you. I need to get off your ass and shake it like a sausage. Make sure you talk late.
Yes, honey.
Get off your nasty ass and juice up.
Cheryl, I don't speak this language.
Wrong, so you need to go to the hospital.
It's the story of the eye.
You see
that's
what
right, I sent you another one. This one too long.
I'm out here getting raped.
This would be a good thing to play in the background. Get the audio
you
this
way. Here like the
just a minute.
Don't stop forever. God gave you pearl diamonds.
I got guns in my eyes.
Shit. And you walking around here like I'm a good type of nigga.
What did she say, y'all?
I need help. I'm calling 911 on ass. I ain't gonna call no Fifth Milk. All he's gonna do is spoil your nasty ass. You need to get and do something about this shit. Something's wrong with you. Looking like A$AP Vin. Something's wrong with you. I'm out here poisoned.
I'm trying to change it, Cheryl. It's not working.
Fucking me. Fucking me.
Oh, my God.
Raping me.
Raping.
And all I give you my ass because you don't do nothing for me. I need your help.
I can't get it off.
I need help.
She won't stop. How do I get rid of her? This is for Comcast.
That's right.
This is a baby Jane.
You're not paying them that. You're not paying them that. You hear me? You're not paying them that. You're not paying them that. Come on, baby.
I'll find out.
We switch over the number.
You're
not paying
them
that. They can come and get that shit. I'm going to smoke on their trash in the fucking way. They've been ripping off forever since I fucking been here. You're not paying them that. And they know what the fuck they doing. They know what the fuck they doing. They know what the fuck they doing. You get converted by that. Come on, no, come on. Let's go. I ain't standing no more. Come on, the fucking police. Come on, fucking police. Come on, let's go. Before I get locked up in this bitch. You're not paying shit. You're not paying shit. You're not paying shit. Mama Stubble said you're not paying shit. You're not gonna pay them that. They ain't ripping me the fuck off this butt. You're not paying them that. You ain't paying them shit. You ain't paying them shit. They ain't ripping us the fuck off. And she got straight face. She got straight face. Fuck them. Come on, baby. Let's get the fuck out. You want to go to jail? Let's get the fuck out of here. I'm not playing. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Thank you. Great blacks, Cheryl. But where's... You hated him, which I did, too. Hmm? Where's...
Oh, hold on. Careful.
I want to see the egg lady, too. Brown egg. Cheryl? Where's my egg? Or you send me another one? Oh, no, not World Star Hip Hop. It's always black fights. Not another black fight.
Tackle.
It's like the Black Fight Channel. Thanks, Cheryl.
Yep. You like the next one?
It was real nice. Thank you for that pickle.
Bitches want to know.
I'm still waiting for my what you had and what you do the second.
That's right.
I'm waiting.
Got her.
Bitches want to know, do I have on fucking clothes? Yes, bitches, I have on clothes. Do you see them? Okay, it's on backwards, but I got on clothes to fuck. Yes, I'm not no nasty-ass big girl. I have manners. The fuck?
Oh, my God. Love her.
Need and more. Then we got your head. What you? Y'all D.
But that was the egg lady. I need more of her. What's her name? I need more of her, honey.
What's I know, her name? But here's your head. What y'all need?
Okay. But I want to find out. Bushy.
Bitches want to know, do I have on fucking clothes? Yes, bitches, I have on clothes. Do you see them? Okay, it's on backwards, but I got on clothes to fuck. Yes, I'm not no nasty-ass big girl. I have manners to fuck.
That's her on Instagram.
Will somebody please find more of whore?
I found her. That's her on Instagram.
I don't do Instagram.
Well, go on there. There's videos.
Oh, my God. Her name is The Real Danielle. Mm-hmm. Oh, she pretty. Bitches talk shit and try to get under your skin. Well, whatever. We just want to see your face. There's not... She... Oh, wait.
These motherfuckers need to turn my fucking life back on. I'm sitting in the car with my...
Okay, it's not loud enough. Of a blank. Let's try and blot louder. Oh, this is a good face. Blank.
Always be acting fucking desperate. Be coming under a nigga shit like, oh, you can't take me back, but you can post something on Instagram. Bitch, get it through your head. Bitch. He don't want you. The fuck, hoe? You petty. You desperate.
Mm-hmm. You big. I love the comments. Dumb hoes. What does it say? Dumb hoes, get it through your head. Did y'all miss me? Mm-hmm. What y'all did? See, what's this? It looks like a nice blank.
Take a broken. I can make a broken.
No, she's not in this. We don't like that. Where's a nice face? Where's that fig? Huge face. Oh, here. Is that a movie? Here she is. The fuck?
You know how they do? They have an angle. You put another man in, they want you back. Woo, woo. My, still, woo, woo. I see you checking for
She has a big... Don't she look like an egg, honey?
Mm-hmm.
She look like an egg. Okay, let's go to Chad and what you did too. The second. Drum roll, please. Oh my God, there's so many of what y'all did the second.
Right.
I don't know where to start. Do you have a favy?
Oh, they're all
I guess I'll do the one with 10,000 views.
So big.
Hello, everybody. It's your boy, Marcel Adams. Listen, y'all. It's a good day. You just might as well pull it.
All right.
I think this one's with his shirt on.
This one is about chicken.
Okay.
Definitely going to watch.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Listen, your boy Marcel Adams is back. Once again, listen, I thank y'all for all y'all. Y'all has really blessed me. But I got to come to you quickly. I got to tell you something. I got to tell y'all about some good chicken. Listen, I am eating some Popeye chicken. Baby, when I tell you Popeyes will bless your soul, do you hear me? These biscuits. Hey! God, I love you. So, you know, we eating good. We got these biscuits and chicken tenders. Thank God this chicken died so I can eat it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we thank you. So, listen, we got some mashed potatoes here.
Man.
Half of these gone.
Half of these gone.
We got potatoes and then we got biscuits. Plenty of little biscuits. And oh, then we got
half of these gone.
We got
sauce.
Let me see the sauce.
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 Sauce. Yeah, I need sauce though. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, your arms are short.
Yeah, but had them here, then. Tell me my arms short. What's wrong with you? Loose here, devil. Listen. Listen. We got some sweet heat sauce. Buffalo sauce. We got some
sauce.
Ranch dipping. Yeah. We bless them. We got some barbecue sauce food. Let's see what else. Honey mustard. No, this ain't no, it's mustard sauce. Yeah. Ooh. And what other sauce? Okay, no more other sauces. So listen, I believe I done did enough talking. It's time for me to eat. Time to eat. Time to eat. Time to eat. So all right. Great. Time to eat.
I'm ready to eat.
He gotta go. Chicken die, we finna eat it. And
chicken die, we finna eat it.
I love you all. I pray you love me back. Bye-bye now.
Cheryl.
It's called Untitled.
I really like that. Looks- What
it's about watching? Watermelon.
Shh. Stage whisper. Where? What's it called?
It's a picture of Lord and Bella.
Oh, is it the starring Chad and What Y'all Did Too?
Yes, well, go back to his video.
I'm in his videos, I don't see it.
It's called Untitled.
KFC versus... I don't see it.
It's got a watermelon.
Marcel Adams. Let's see here. I love how on his channel he looks very professional. With the glasses on. Oh my God.
Watermelon.
I can't tell the difference if that's a watermelon or if it's just its face. Okay, here it is.
Praise the Lord, social cam. I'm on my way to go get my hair cut. But before I go...
Jesus Christ.
I'm eating some water. Oh, Lord Jesus. Uh-oh. Drop my piece. Look, this is Chateau Bayou. Hoot-toot-toot-toya. Hee. Thank you, girl. I'm gonna eat it. Mm, 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 mm. Woo! Thank you, God. Woo! Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
I don't know about that one. That was a bit, you know. What happened to Deborah? I'm so pissed at her.
He's got so many good videos.
I want to see where he looks. He looks really good. Oh, that's the chicken one again.
Wow, some of his videos got a lot of views.
Oh, a hospital. Maybe this is when he visited Chad and what you did in the hospital.
Pray the Lord, Facebook. Pray the Lord, Twitter. Pray the Lord, social cam. Pray the Lord, Uvu. God bless you. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God for blessing y'all in my life. But I got to tell you something right down through here. Don't ever do nothing to get you in the hospital. Because when you do, you're going to be like me. Wish you can leave and you can't. Got to sit here all day. Got to eat when they feed you.
Oh, girl. This is like deja vu. Are you sure this isn't what you hate and what you do?
Why is he coughing?
Yeah.
Well, I'm done.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
Look at that cow.
Cheryl. What's this? Ricky Smiley Church announcements. It looks nice. I don't know what it is.
Yes. Welcome to the church announcements by Sister Bernice Jenkins.
Turn it off.
I know, she's not fat. What's the point? What's this?
Yeah. Listen, is anybody home with tonight?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I'm moving on to the local home. And see y'all. See, if you want to make the church say something, talk about food. How do you talk about chicken? Everybody going for you. Huh? Talk about macaroni and cheese. The whole thing around. The whole four row gone. Now y'all in the back, y'all might like spinach, you know. Y'all forbid. Praise the Lord, y'all like spinach.
Take it all.
Finally. Here's Marcel Adams at Chili's. I know Deborah likes that.
You getting... Did you know who this is, don't you? It's Marcel. Listen.
Oh, listen one.
Well, head to Stella's, enjoy myself. Y'all should be here if you're here. Oh, God. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Look, had to eat. You know
it's
that.
It's her nice and
chapped. And I had to talk
is
about
that the
croissant e-bash. Yeah. These croissant e-bash croissants and this here honey muffin. Oh!
Is he laying,
do
babe?
It. Look. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I have
brush
dipped
bed
this.
With it.
I got it. And it
is panas.
Oh my God.
Y'all need to get these because they have stewed me. Look.
Really?
I ate them all up. Y'all further now. I'm excited.
Is it all you can eat?
Quiet fest tonight. We gonna dance.
His pants look way
up. And I love you much. God bless y'all.
Making me so hot the way he's eating the orange.
He sure is a big Gene taco, isn't he?
Yes, Debbie.
He looks like a Debbie. Big man image for a skin for a video game.
Debbie? You sound deeper.
Well, it's because I was going to... Well, something happened, y'all.
Is it because you're taking testosterone and trying to be a man?
Well, it's actually...
Going transgendered.
It's because... Maybe I can tell you, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You done? You tied your second leg. You don't want to round until you suffer twice. Worship the queen, you might compass. Keep it real, these bitches can wipe my ass. Anyway, fellas, get for garly. I'm the ultimate cigar lean. You bitches can't even spell that. Your hoes worship and bug and repel that. Let me tell you this, sister. I am colder than a blister. Cause the flow is sick and I'm a lunatic. And this can't be cured with no elixir. Cause y'all know what the fuck, who the fuck I do. I'm done putting pressure on the thug I knew. Quack, quack, a duck in your chicken too. Put a hyena in a freaking zoo.
Very Sorry. Good. That's what, you, but it, I don't really understand what that means. Were you raped or not? Were you raped?
Emotionally taken advantage of. Somebody.
Don't believe that's a rape. What?
Somebody outreached to me and expressed that they do not. They find that what? Very offensive and it's a little too much.
But he likes rape talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought that was a little hypocritical, right?
Well, the thing is that all of a sudden, and Debbie was grumming, and then all of a sudden, no grum.
Yeah, you said.
I begged.
You said, I'm going to post a grum tomorrow, and that was like 3 weeks ago.
Well, I was, and then, you know, tomorrow came, and then I said, oh, I'll do another season later.
You're turning into Wanda Wisdom.
Oh, not nobody else on this panel?
Yeah, you are turning into Wanda Wisdom.
Yeah, but Wanda's got all the money.
You're working out?
Yeah, but, you know, she's got all the money and the men. She's got perfect teeth and going on cruises.
So is Andy Vera. Can you believe Andy Vera is still putting out those goddamn cruise videos? Does anybody watch those, for Christ's sake?
Women over 65.
Cruisers.
Mm-hmm. They're like buggers, but for cruisers.
Cruising and bruise.
You want a piece of this hot pussy, Deborah?
Yeah. I would like to say something, though, that I think is very not fair. Is I'm not sure if y'all are aware of this, but Sherry Shepherd has been kicked off The View.
So has that skinny...
Jenny McCarthy.
I predicted that, remember?
What's left of The View?
It's just Whoopi.
What?
Yes.
I think they're going to have Wanda Wisdom on there.
You think so?
No.
Entertainment Reporter.
Mm-hmm. And that wonderful thing where you blog, you know, live in a chat room while something's going on. It's very
forward-thinking.
Oh, instead of podcasting?
Mm-hmm. A blog.
Live blog. Quick live blog.
Look, I love these questions on what you did and what you had and what y'all did to's blog or video. One of them says, question, how your hair be ashy? That's a question. Answer. Too funny looking, like he fell asleep in some powdered donuts. Also, God don't want you judging. So leave what you think God wants out of it. Oh, who cares?
It's a new Sylvia Brown video.
She's dead.
Well, I ain't seen this video before.
Okay. Well, then, let's do it.
Brown on rape, rape, and rape.
Rape, 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 round and round. That sounds like one of those songs from...
You rape me, rape, 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 rape.
It sounds like a Fret Michaels song, I do believe.
You write me right round.
Fret. I miss her.
She looks like a sun with the gradient. I miss her, too. She was looking good there.
She will not approve any of my friend requests, nor will Fret. What's this?
Oh, thank you.
What is this?
What's wine?
Is that Deborah?
Uh-huh. It's something I'm getting into, y'all.
What is this? It's scary.
It's new technology.
What is it?
I want to get it so I can look like a little girl.
Is it like, is that a real person?
It's masking. Oh, I want to be, no. So people need to send me money so I can buy that, because I want that. So
what,
I can
what does the person girl. Look like without the mask?
That's a
Freddy Krueger.
Man.
It's a man?
Yeah, that's a man. Real, that's like so on the other video.
A dead woman.
Exactly.
It's by that company where the Asian guy bought it. Remember, it was on the news and went through the airport, international airport, and then finally got caught.
I don't watch that kind of news.
That's She's screaming. Dead. Stop posting the link.
Who's dead?
Sylvia.
Oh, the dead lady? Mm-hmm. The one that's my picture now? With the I never did watch the video. I never did watch the video of the black lady that
I'm
was
here with spiritual advisor, author, and pioneer in connecting people to spirit publicly for many, many years.
Oh, Sylvia thank
Brown.
You.
Sylvia, thank you so much for spending time with me.
Thank you.
You have been in the public and, you know, blazed the trail for all psychics to come out and say, hey, you know, you can connect.
Yeah, without being crazy.
Exactly. But still, so many people are skeptical, and some people even deny that it exists.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, but why do you think that is?
I think they're afraid.
Oh, who
and
cares?
And what drives the fear?
I think I've found a lot of people that are skeptical are also atheists. So I think they're just afraid to believe in anything beyond because they're afraid they'll be disappointed.
What do you say to people who don't believe in God?
What I say to them, but God believes in you and let it go. Because I know when they go to the other side, they're going to be very surprised.
Yeah.
And your son also is psychic.
Yeah, Christopher.
Christopher.
Are there things that you did with him, or the things that your grandmother did with you,
fucking,
to start to engage you in the psychic world?
Well, she did on my vagina.
My grandmother and I was explained to Chris and explained to me what was going on, because it can be very frightening for a kid.
But it skips every other generation,
exactly.
It's just like Suki Stackhouse, only uglier and older.
One thing about being psychic is, sometimes
you
people
can tell
say, well, that can't be true.
Hair.
Well, you just take whatever comes from God and you say it. So like, I had a woman come in and I said, you have a worm farm? She said, yeah.
What happened?
But see, if I thought
everything
that,
went into one channel.
Actually, I would have thought, that's not, I'm not going to say that. Right. But you just have to trust in God.
It's not me, it's that it's God, I think.
True.
Do you see
there was a
more
video.
And more people becoming more psychic like yourself?
Oh, God, yes. And more men.
I love her wheelchair,
you know,
too.
It used to be just a woman's thing.
Really, why do you think that is?
I think that...
Well, Francine became bi.
Aside from that...
You're coming to Sylvia Brown.
Yeah, and you better.
Yeah.
Prove to him logically, you've got him for life.
Yeah.
And I want to just talk a little bit about how kindness can be a pathway to...
Sure, because it's part of spirit, isn't it?
Yeah, spirit, spirit guy.
I've been in the
spirit guy.
Chewing, whatever.
Chewing.
And somebody will come up. But see... That's the very person that put you there. How awful would you be to turn that person away that's in pain or need? Then you shouldn't be in the business.
And a parent comes to you because we are having more suicides these days.
Oh, yeah. My nephew did the same thing.
Your nephew committed suicide?
Yeah.
What is your message to the
mom? To parents?
Yeah. Well, to my sister. Of course, she's grown up with me.
Of course, I'm double-jointed anyway.
He's very happy. In fact, I had a vision of him in a white suit, and he was just so happy.
Well, that's
when white after he got
because,
doing.
You know, we struggle here on this planet, and we lose a child, and then all of a sudden someone tells us, okay, he's not going to heaven.
I know. This is hell.
Well, yeah, this is actually the challenge.
Where we cut off is loving.
It's obviously
no
that she's telling the truth. Why couldn't she embellish?
You know, I taught presentation in high school with teenagers.
I don't know.
And the one
she's
thing that I taught
very matter of fact down to earth.
Loving oneself. And I had very good success. They gave me all of what they called the bad girls.
Bad girls.
I just kept telling them girls' self-worth.
And you told them that they were good girls.
Absolutely.
Don't you think? Girls. And good she should have played Mrs. Garrett on Broadway, girls. Don't you think? Sure. On Broadway.
It would have been her
late
breakaway.
How does a parent, in this day and age, with technology and everyone moving so fast, how do parents
later
start
in life
to reel their kids in?
Educate them.
Educate
I mean, even with my grandkids, they knew that the white light of the Holy Spirit protected them. They knew that
10 hours
we talked
a day,
to them very early about drugs, alcohol.
What about your penis?
I mean, you start early, even sex.
What?
I mean, by the time...
You don't start sex early. But
no,
you
no.
A mere little chilling.
No. Yeah, because...
Oh, yes, she did. She showed him with those talons.
For your kids and your grandkids, are you grandma?
Bagda.
Bagda? They say, Bagda, Bagda, what do you see?
Bagda.
My granddaughter does.
It's Grandma Small. Do you have a large nose?
Elf.
Okay, so it's now generational and comes
absolutely.
Through. Sylvia, what do you hope to achieve with what you're bringing to the world?
Yep. I just hope that I bring to people the feeling of no guilt, you know, and no and leave the past behind and believe in a loving God and
forget
all that
wrong.
Dogma and fear and, you know,
Oy.
Terror. Doctor. That's wrong.
Absolutely wrong. Because it's all about love, isn't it?
I stand in the bathroom.
Sylvia, thank you so much.
See my purse?
Thank you so much for having me, dear.
And your beautiful, beautiful soul.
She's like, there's a lady beside you.
Okay, I want you to hear...
Leave the past behind.
Hold on, I want you to... I found the recording of the Blacks at the Blues Festival.
Okay, and then you're going to play both mine.
Yeah.
Childhood souvenirs.
Let me get to the black screaming. Gotta skip. I think that's the wrong one. Let me find the other blacks. I'm sorry. I've got three blacks recordings here, so just chill out. Yeah, this is...
That's my dad!
Yeah.
That's my daddy.
You gotta fuck up.
God damn it.
Y'all done fucked up.
It's dark in this motherfucker. Riding it alone.
You had yourself a gun.
When I wanna know all you close.
A gun.
You were always too tired.
They don't. This last one is called Buck Bees. I think it's from the Starbucks. I don't think
it's
Buck Bees. I don't know what it is.
Let me tell you, I'm going to keep going. Look, that boy ain't going to school unless he doing something. Like, you ever seen, what was that movie? Run, Black Boy, Run. What was that movie?
Never mind. Boring blacks. All right, what did you want me to play now?
The first one, 947 went first.
What are you talking about? 947. Where are you?
What
There's
we
two of them.
Have we figured out yet why Debbie has pod fainted?
Don't care. No.
Debbie's not getting enough money.
Government-funded agencies in this country. Why do you think the president...
fuck me.
Then pick that one above all else to say not one penny.
Well, it's the left. I mean, it's this culture of death. The far left is livid, about killing babies. They want to do this. They want to destroy.
Of course.
And you go back into, I don't want to, play all the psychological stuff, but nevertheless, if a woman is a lesbian, what advantage does she have over a married woman? Or what deficiency does she have?
Well, she can't have children.
That's exactly right. And so if these married women don't have children, if they abort their babies, then it kind of puts them on a level playing field. Now you say, well, nobody's there to.
Oh, that makes so much sense. Shocking.
Well,
think about clear it more, now.
I didn't get it. That totally explains why lesbians have babies through adoption. Thank you, Deborah, for that enlightening grum. Number two.
He has a fascination with babies.
Well, he's a wonderful man.
Jesus is here tonight.
Oh, where?
He is. Jesus Christ is
now,
here
Now, look in the video.
Tonight.
That girl's, like, looking around.
What girl?
At the. Oh, wait. So she's going to pull up.
Oh.
You're going to be talking to him.
Why is she on the floor?
If he was standing in front of you, he'd say, what do you want? I want to receive my sight.
Is that Christopher on the right?
I'd like my child to be healed. I got a dead baby. I want you to bring him back to life again.
Rewind it now. Rewind it like 10 seconds and listen to what he's saying.
Wait.
I'd like my child to be healed. I got a dead baby. I want you to bring him back to life again. Whatever you need. And some that have
he
sickness,
told them.
You've been hurting, you've been aching. There's,
I want my child to be healed. I got a dead. I have a dead baby.
Right now, in the name of Jesus, I want you to stand up and say, I receive my healing right now in Jesus' name. Right now, in Jesus' name, I receive it.
Get up,
I receive it.
Did somebody come there with a dead baby?
Roll around and put your hand on them. Put your hand on them.
You want to be resurrected? I mean.
Right, put your hand on those that are standing. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Look at these idiots.
Amen.
Gay man.
Now speak to the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus.
Look at her. Oh,
thank
she
you,
up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Gay man.
Thank
gay
you,
man.
Jesus.
Gay man.
By your stripes, I am healed.
I see Sylvia.
Oh, yes.
I saw her too, honey.
Yes, yes, yes.
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 Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Can you hear Sylvia? Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Yeah, hallelujah. Who cares?
Yes. Agencies in this country. Why do you think the president picked
What's
that?
What's happened, Penny?
When you said the no,
lots of government-funded agencies in this country.
Spell.
Why do you think the president picked that one
that
above
still,
all else to
on.
Say not one penny?
Well, it's the
hold on. Sorry
not
about that.
One penny.
What is this lady?
Listen to what she's
saying.
Wait, sorry. Where's Patty?
When you said the nose, I've not been able to smell for a long time. I mean, every once in a while I would catch a little whiff of coffee or something, but it's very rare. And when you said that, it's
looks like a room of planet
congestion here. From allergies or something, but everything instantly cleared. And then
it
I started smelling mint.
Dookie. I smelled
mint.
Dookie.
Is that what you said?
Look at the Chinaman behind
you. I closed nostrils.
He's
and
like, let me have my turn.
I turned around to the girl next to me and I said, do you smell mint? Is there mint anywhere?
Honey, you're having a stroke.
Why is she laughing?
I was going to say, I think you're chewing gum.
And I
think she's high.
Still, right now, feeling.
I
do too.
Like the warmth of the mint, when you smell it going up both nostrils.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Isn't that awesome?
Not really, no.
Glory be to God. Give it to God. Give the gum to him.
Oh, please play
Fire
the Chinaman
her,
next.
Lord God, let it come.
Look at her.
In
she's
Jesus name.
Hopping. Come on. Wait, why did they skip the Chinaman? That's not fair. I wanted to
Girl
see the Chinaman.
To me and I
okay, what's
he
next?
Is.
You have any more questions?
Jesus Christ
I'm trying to find
tonight.
This.
This is,
Really?
Man, let's talk as girls to girls. It's already been an hour.
All right, listen, I've got work to do, so if we're going to make calls, let's work make calls. If we're going to go, we're going to go. And
Can we just talk for a moment as girls to girls?
Sure.
I want to hear what you've been up to, Madge. You haven't done a solo grum in years.
Well, I have a broken fork.
What happened? Were you at the bathhouse and you fell down?
The thing of it is, I fell down the stairs. It's not an interesting story. I fell down the stairs.
Where?
At my house.
The girlfriend pushed you.
You know, we have a door in the back that I let Trotsky out to go Turley's. But you see, when it's real hot out, Trotsky likes to lay out and bask in the sun. So he was done basking, and he barks. He wants to come back in, so I go get him. And then I sat out with him for a while. My feet got sweaty, and I was looking at my iPhone, probably texting you pictures of the blacks. And it was right after I did something mean. What was it? And I felt like God was punishing me. I had just made fun of somebody. Well, I don't remember. But I had made... It was something last week. I was really mean about something. I think vegans, maybe. Yeah, I was being in front of vegans because they're stupid. I can't remember. But I said something really mean on vegans. As I was tweeting it, I slipped down the stairs, and it twisted my foot forward. So it actually
didn't
break it.
Did your iPhone break?
My iPhone's fine. It was carpeted.
Okay, good.
But my foot... It's not so great.
You should have said the iPhone broke, then you could have been able to get some money.
Wait, man.
What was it about the gluten? Vegans? Was it the gluten?
I think so.
I think I had, I was typing something about the gluten, maybe, about how, like...
No, you ate gluten, and therefore you fell. So you hurt your fork.
Mm-hmm. It was awful, and then I had to take Uber. Yeah, I went to the doctor, but they couldn't see anything. So I had to take the Uber all week, and it sucked, and now I'm just eating and getting fat. And that sucked.
Are you still, now that you're no longer an unemployed...
Lesbian?
Are you finding that you're not grumming because you no longer feel the need to beg for money? Or how does that feel to you?
I don't have time. I'd love to grum. I don't have time.
That's what do you all. Mean on time? In the morning when you're getting ready, you can grum.
I wake up at 6 in the morning. What are you fucking talking about?
So you can grum while you're putting your lady business on.
I don't get home until like 10 p.m. because I don't want to have to listen to the children. So I
Where
wander
you?
Around.
You're walking places. You used to grum while you were walking. You used to do all these nice
on
things
the
for us listeners. And you don't do it anymore.
Never.
Cheryl, time changes. Things move. People change.
It does not change. You haven't changed at all.
There's a beginning and there's an end.
That's right, Jesus said.
This is the last episode of Yeast Radio. It's being canceled.
Cheryl.
I haven't even gotten to Grum 100, so I have an excuse. I've always been lazy.
I just don't... I never really liked talking in public. It's really annoying. At the beginning, I really liked podcasting, so that's why I did it. And then I was being paid to do it, so I had to do it. So I was podcasting everywhere. And now, you know, I have an audience, like Reagan said, of about 4 people, you know. Why?
The only pasture.
Ooh, my fart smells real bad in a good way. Bad,
but it gives others joy. Mm. As long as there's one star listening to you in the night sky,
I don't have time.
The rest of them are
I gone. Love doing it. I don't have time. It's
You're
a luxury.
Not that busy, Mary.
Look, if people wanted podcast, if they wanted the podcast, the market would have caused me to get. You know what? If I can't do it for a living, fuck you. The end. You know what I mean? I can't do everything. That's the thing. The thing is, if people don't think it's worth money to podcast, then you're not going to get it. And you know what else? Fuck you. Does that answer your question, or do you need more?
No.
Because I squirted my jizz up in her. She ugly.
I don't care. I just, when I have time, I'll do it. And meanwhile, I don't. Because my job is really hard.
You don't want, you can't force creative juice.
Yeah, it's good. It's challenging. I like working downtown. It's very nice. I get to eat a lot of food, a lot of frappuccinos. There's three Starbucks one or two blocks away, three of them. So I just rotate and get my frappuccinos so they don't understand that I'm so fat. All right. And also, there's across the street is a hamburger place.
Ooh, Hamburger Helper?
No, it's called, what is it called? It's one of those nouveau hamburgers.
Hamburger.
Not Hamburger, no.
Six Guys.
No, Six it's not that trendy. It's more local, but it's good. Hamburger. Cool. It's called Hamburger, like,
Hamburger.
Not, well, sort of, yeah, sort of like that.
Nickel.
I gotta put on my cheaters.
Anyway, what else? So we're on year number 17 of Sylvia Brown. What else are we supposed to talk about? I mean, you know, podcasting is great, but shit. Why don't you do some more grumps, Cheryl?
Because I'm lazy.
What about you, Deborah?
Very busy.
I was also viewing.
I never got the Mac Pro.
I was also viewing.
Suck 'em all.
I was also viewing
the
drinking of blood
doing?
And a lot of other things that I don't want to go into, orgies and everything else.
Touching myself.
The same as Johnny Johnson or Johnny Johnson.
Stop it, man. Deborah, you told me you had a hard drive full of grumps that you have not ever posted.
People say, oh, it must be wonderful to live with Sylvia. She just sits around it.
No, they don't.
You don't edit them. I've found some really interesting shows that I've never played because they're real boring. Like me talking to Burbacia Clemens, like, about boring stuff.
Pop it.
Stuff that I, that are related. Do not post. I have a lot of those.
Okay.
I could post them, but they're not very interesting. Do not post.
Why does it say do not post?
Because
Richard, the world has gone crazy. I mean, nothing makes any sense anymore. I mean, I don't know what to believe and what not to believe. My life is just all topsy-turvy. I mean, one minute, you're singing love songs, and the next minute, you're
talking
into an innocent man, and then it is not you. It is the other
What about
guy.
That one we got the emails?
I got to go to sleep soon.
Okay, I do too. But in the meanwhile, while you guys figure out what we're going to play, we're going to have a quick interlude. Yeah.
And now, we've had interludes the entire ground.
No.
I'll give you a
find someone to call.
You couldn't give me a lesson.
The email.
Distance spitting. Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
Bloated with a B.
Ah! Fuck.
The gay sun thing. That? We call that place where they
that's
hear
the wrong hole. Sounds like how I talk to Gussie half the time. G-double-R-L, 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 G-double-R-L,
the black guy from Designing Women died and kept his stand.
No.
I loved him in The Mannequin.
You know, I've had it. I have had it.
And now, little lady, kindly step up to the parrot.
Did you find a number to cool?
I got that one somebody sent us in the end.
These better have been vetted or I'm going to be very angry.
With the email you sent me, we need to call that one so I can tell about my gay son that's listening to Madonna and we bond him across.
Oh, wait, what's email? There were a lot of emails.
The one, like you send the little kid if he says he's gay and they basically like off the grid him.
I wish I had permission to talk about something that happened this week.
So I've got three numbers.
I will go ahead.
I can't.
I've got a New Orleans.
Like you said, only four people are going to listen to this
okay,
damn thing.
But unfortunately, it's one of the four. I'm just going to say that I don't know if it's one of the four.
New Orleans.
Just use one of the Golden Girls.
No, somebody. Let's just put it this way. Somebody we know is going to be able to get calls from us soon, hopefully.
Who? What? Mm-hmm. What does that mean? It
means when somebody got a job at a certain lack of abortion place. You know what I'm saying?
What? No.
Abort.
What are you talking about?
No, abort.
What do you mean?
I mean, somebody's going to work for No Abort who listens
volunteer.
To this
volunteer.
No, they're not.
They are, too.
Who?
Not telling.
Wait. Are you serious, man?
Of course.
She would have said the name of...
Shh.
Do it, Deborah.
What the fuck is this, Deborah? What the fuck is this? You gave me this number. Deborah, what is this shit?
A listener sent it to me.
It's not vetted, like, is it? Not vetted once again from Deborah. Thanks, Deborah.
This is vetted 5 times.
You've reached the Navaj Customer Service Center. We're sorry all of our representatives are busy.
Up.
If you would please leave your name and number and
hang
a time to...
Duh. I'm so sick of people that fucking...
Trauma.
You can't have a customer helpline if nobody answers. It's fucking bullshit. You know what
it
I'm saying?
It was for that nose thing.
What
you
nose?
Stick it up your nose.
What are you talking about? For Cheryl, booger?
It was sent to you, too.
I don't know what you're talking about. Here's another one. This is teen pregnancy or some shit from Wonder Woman.
Okay, we're going to pull that in.
Pull what in?
You'll say.
Wait, there. Oh, the letter from the guy who was the Baptists?
Yes.
Yeah, we got to call them. They rape, they steal people.
This is the helpline. Can I help you?
Yeah. Get off the phone, Dad. Hello?
This is the helpline. Can I help you?
My name's Linda Carr. I'm pregnant. I'm sorry. I thought my dad was on the phone. I don't know.
Hello?
I can't hear you. I said my name's Linda Carr and I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant.
Okay, can I help you?
And I'm trying to figure out what I need to do, my options. My boyfriend.
Get off the phone.
Dad, get off it.
Get off. I got to make my calls. I told you.
My dad has Alzheimer's. And I have to take care of her. And I got pregnant by my black boyfriend. And I don't know what to do. He keeps hitting me.
Told you to get my Pop-Tarts.
The Pop-Tarts are gone, Dad.
Great job. Great job. They actually answer and you fuck it up.
It's been a long
no,
time.
No, that was not a fuck up. That's hotline. First of all, I didn't know it was them. Second of all...
She already heard Dad.
Yeah,
on
we
the
were
phone.
Talking already and she heard us talking, so that didn't work. And she pretended she didn't hear us. That's the oldest trick in the book. So don't...
What book?
What a... The trick, yeah. The book about Grums.
The Grum Book of Life. Where everything's at 42.
Yeah, it's an e-book, faggot. Christ.
An EPUB, too.
This is a New Orleans abortion trauma hotline.
Okay, I'll take this one.
You sure will, Pot.
And the name was Linda Carter, Wonder Woman.
Vanessa Redgrave.
Started, but she is up in her.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is the New Orleans Abortion Trauma Hotline.
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Linda Putt Johnson, and I was recently assaulted by some very scary men, and I think I'm pregnant now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you in New Orleans?
Yeah, yes.
Pardon?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So, are you on the East Bank or West Bank of New Orleans?
Why do you need to know that yet?
Because I was going to recommend a pregnancy center that you could go to find out if you were pregnant. When were you assaulted?
I perform abortions there.
No, where?
4 or 5 weeks ago.
Okay.
The jizz has been stewing in my innards since that happened, and I think now it's grown into a baby.
Okay. Well, actually, we're a post-abortion line. We're here for girls after they've had abortions, and they may be
still have an abortion. Okay. And then I
Pardon?
Can get... If I have an abortion, then you'll help me.
Well, yes, we are a post-abortion line. We do help you after you've had abortions, but I can tell you where you can go to get the pre-abortion education required by law and where you can get a free ultrasound. Would you like to know where you can do that?
I want to know, do you give abortions?
No, we don't do abortions, and I can't recommend you because there's so much that could happen to you to hurt you or kill you during an abortion. That it's
really? Like what?
Oh, yes, ma'am. They're very dangerous. You've never had an abortion?
Well, I've had one or two before, and...
Okay, you're already high risk for breast cancer because of the abortions that you've had. And
breast
you sound
cancer.
Like you might... Yes, ma'am, breast cancer is the major side effect. And do you have... Are you over 30? You sound like you might be over 30.
Oh, no, I'm 25. I'm a smoker.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes it even more dangerous with you being a smoker. Because you're already high risk for breast cancer. And the more abortions you have, the higher the risk for breast cancer.
Oh, how many do you have to have that put you at risk to have your yams have lumps?
One is all you have to have to be high risk for breast cancer, but the more you have, the higher the risk goes up.
Oh, no. I wonder,
yeah.
Do you think I have the cancers now?
Well, you need to be sure you get your breast checked regularly, but when you're 30 and over, it doubles the probability of breast cancer.
My God.
But do you want to know where you can go?
Is that why they have all those ribbons and walks and all those things? I think they cure it, the breast cancer. There's so much pink everywhere.
Yeah, ever since abortion was legalized in America, breast cancer has skyrocketed. Do you want to know where you can go for a free pregnancy test and an ultrasound?
Can I get someone to squeeze my yams at the same time?
No, don't think so.
Oh, so they only care about the abortion, but then they're going to tell me about my breast cancer?
No, they'll just do a pregnancy test and tell you if you're pregnant, and they can do an ultrasound to tell
what
you how far along you are.
About the breast cancers? You scared
Pardon?
Me now. You scared me. That's not nice. What do I do about
you'll
this?
See it in the state. You'll see it in the state booklet when you get your pre-abortion education.
Oh, we've got a booklet now. That's pretty nice. Does it have pictures?
Yeah.
Too.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Would you like the phone number where you can go?
Are they open right now?
No, ma'am.
Mm-mm. Oh. Well, I want to get rid of this baby now. Can I just take some kind of pill or something?
And there is an abortion pill you can take, but when you smoke, they don't recommend it. The women who died from the pill have died from heart attacks and they were smokers. So they don't recommend the RU486 to smokers.
Oh, well, I mean, sometimes you got to do scissors. What about?
I don't think you want to do that.
Well, what else am I supposed to do? Y'all have been, outlawing all this. You're making me look at a booklet and get an is that the transvaginal ultrasound?
Pardon?
Transvaginal ultrasound, is that what I gotta get?
I don't know. I don't know what kind
of thing inside of my vagina and look at an ultrasound inside of me.
No, I don't think you'll
be
that, Karen.
Oh, okay.
But keep this number if you have an
abortion. I'm not trying to break up on the phone. Hey, this is Deborah. I'm her sister. And honey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get on the phone, but please don't tell her not to get... I told her not to get an abortion. I was trying to tell her that if you get an abortion, it'll cause cerebral palsy, like Cousin Jerry. There's facts about that.
Yeah, I was already telling her how dangerous it is.
Mm-hmm. And also, I'm not trying to be judgmental or anything, because I'm very Christian, but after you have an abortion, you know, that's... the blacks win, you know what I mean?
Where did you get this fact about the breast cancer? Because I think you're lying.
No, she's not. That's true. It goes up 97% when you have an abortion, sister.
Yeah, when you look at the state booklet, you'll see it. It's in the state booklet that you have to see before you get an abortion.
Booklet doesn't mean anything, Cheryl, you stupid cunt. You're a dumb cunt. You're a fucking bitch. And you deserve to die.
Cheryl,
you're
Cheryl,
a liar.
Stop it.
You're a fucking
honey,
cunt.
Don't listen to her. She has mental issues. This
you
is why she's
die.
Pregnant. Stop it.
You're
no.
A liar.
That is, it's in the state booklet, Cheryl. That is a fact. I told you. Now you're getting mad at her because she just backed me up with hard, cold Fox News facts. That is not a lie, Cheryl. It's in the state booklet. It's got the state seal. Ma'am,
that's
I'm sorry. Ma'am.
That's okay. How
please
old is
don't
your
judge.
How old is Cheryl?
25.
She's 25. She
okay.
has been
okay.
smoking since she was 11. And we have tried to get her to quit. And we try to tell her her skin looks like leather. And she's just... Honey, she's got off the... Be quiet while I tell her. A tan couch. Yeah. And she's ugly. And she was raped. That is a fact. And I was trying to tell her, you know, the baby could be given away for adoption. You know, I would help her raise it if that was a choice. But I was just trying to warn her, not my opinions on abortion, but the facts. And I told her that breast cancer rates will go up 97%. Fact. Okay?
Right.
That she could get
right.
cerebral palsy.
Do you want the number of a pregnancy center?
I want to get an abortion.
And blacks win. That is 100% fact. They win, Cheryl, when you do stuff like that. We don't need to be taking a white out. We need to be putting a white in.
Would she like the number of a pregnancy center?
Yeah,
have you got a crisis. Pencil booster? Take this
I got a type. Okay, I got a typewriter. Go ahead.
831-3117.
We're in Eric.
831-3117.
What's the area code?
504.
This is in New Orleans.
I just found a National Cancer Institute study that said that you're lying.
You're reading stuff from right, left-wing zips.
The National Cancer Institute isn't a left-wing.
You can't read it. Where did you find that? You read that on the internet. That is a mistake.
I'm going to let you girls go because it sounds like your sister, you're telling her some truths. I'm going to let you go, but if
you're
she says truth, she needs
you're a cunt, and you should go kill yourself.
Talk
go
like
kill
that.
Yourself. You're a cunt.
Honey, don't do that.
You're
one. You know what you are, honey. She can't help
you. You fucking bitch. You fucking cunt, 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 cunt,
And I declare life in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus cancels the decree of curses and death. And I speak life in Jesus' name. You are a mighty God, Lord, and we bless you and I worship you. And I thank you for this moment. I send life and salvation. Thank you for the inroads for life and salvation through the blood and the living water of Jesus Christ. Bless you, mighty, mighty God. We bless you, Lord. You are mighty.
Yeah, you want to eat my vagina, cunt. Yes, you want to eat it up. Work that cunt. Yes. Wee-wee. You like that thing? Hello? Looks cocks now.
A little too light now, sister.
Why did she hang up?
Cheryl, oh, that's the meanest ever you've ever been in a call.
It really made her mad.
Cheryl, you said cunt a lot. You said cunt a lot.
It's in the state. It's in the state pamphlet.
I did that for Edith. I did that for all my girls out there. She is a fucking liar.
No kidding.
Oh my gosh. That was the funniest thing I've ever heard on News Radio, ever. Was she praying at the end?
Yes, she was exorcising Cheryl for swearing and calling her a cunt.
I love how her praying caused Cheryl to have diarrhea all over the place.
She was exorcising the demon.
The duty demon.
She made me so upset. I don't get upset.
Cerebral palsy, 97%, right?
I haven't laughed so hard in such a long time. That was so funny. What hotline was that? That was such a good hotline.
I don't know. We have to remember the
number. New Orleans.
Abortion after abortion or something.
She didn't sound like she was from New Orleans.
I think you should call back so Cheryl can apologize.
No. And then you can be little girl Cheryl. Come on. I talk to her.
I think we should do it next time.
Was this a 504 number?
Yeah.
Okay, so who wants to be responsible for this number? Because, I guess I'll put in my address boop.
Put it in the iPhone.
I ain't got to put in my damn iPhone. What good that going to fit and do?
Get you a track phone.
I'll
load
call it
up.
A++.
You can thank Edith for that number.
Thank you, Edith. At least somebody knows how to vet phone call numbers.
That number was good. That was the best number.
Where is the email number? I want to call that one.
You can donate some money to support my anti-abortion crusade.
Probably.
I think the only phone call that may have been better to an abortion hotline was the original call to Miss Cleo.
Oops. Sorry.
I haven't heard that call in so long.
Oops.
What are you doing?
Sorry, I was trying to call another abortion.
Oh, yeah, call.
The new one. This is another one from Edith, so hopefully it'll be good.
Teen Mom Pregnation.
Encore.
Oh, this is. We've already called this one. It's called Abort 80, but we'll call it again. It's in my book. Board 80.
National Helpline, please hold while I connect you to someone who can help you.
Can you talk to me now?
Is this Deborah's turn?
One moment, please.
I like this music.
Yeah, it's good. It reminds me of like... Yeah.
Watch out. Cagney and Lacey on the trace for the abortion count.
I love how Deborah said, if you get an abortion, the blacks win.
It's got a pan, Cheryl, to left and right. The cut. And then like me and I was running.
Hello?
Dad, hello. I've been on the hold for so long. I'm sorry, my boyfriend. I just left the other room because my black boyfriend DeMonte is trying to make me have an abortion.
Okay.
And I really don't want to. But he sees.
Money? Hello?
19.
You're 19?
Uh-huh.
Okay, what state are you calling from? Hello?
New York. Hello? Please, I want to talk to somebody. I'm so scared.
Huh?
I just want to talk to somebody. I'm so scared DeMonte's going to hit me. He said he was going to hit me 5 times. I'm so scared to have an abortion because if you have an abortion, you get cancer and cerebral palsy.
If somebody, if your boyfriend's trying to hit you, you need to call the police. You don't need to be calling us. So
no, it's more. No, it's with his words.
Huh?
It's with his words. Verbal abuse.
Oh, okay.
Calls me a dirty little girl.
Okay, how old are you? You're 19?
19.
Okay, what's your name?
Latrice.
Latrice.
Reagan. Latrice. Latrece.
Lagree.
Latrece.
Ce.
Okay.
Okay. What's your last name?
Murkowski.
Spell it.
Mekowski.
Okay, I need you to go a little slower, please.
I'm sorry. I'm really nervous.
I understand.
Do you want it before we got married or after? I guess. Just let me do before. It's Rockefeller. Okay. Rockefella. Please don't add me on Facebook.
Pardon me?
I don't want nobody knowing on Facebook about this. Please don't.
Oh, no, we don't do Facebook or anything like that. This is your private information. Everything that you tell us will be held in confidence, okay?
Okay, my social. Do you need that?
No, I don't need your social security number. Give me your telephone number.
Okay, now is this... I just don't want to... If you call and someone he sees, he's going to think I'm cheating on him or...
Okay, so how many months pregnant are you?
3 months. He even took a pill that he got offline and, like, cut it up and put it in my oatmeal. And it made me throw up. But the pediatrician said everything would be fine.
Hmm. Well, I really don't know what to tell you to do. Except, you probably, can you go home to your mother?
She's on drugs. All she does is watch her own network all day and eat. She's not getting high. But we're watching Orange is the New Black. That's all she does, really. That affects his life.
I'm so sorry to hear
girls.
That.
Uh-huh.
So you're in New York?
She used to pawn our stuff. And that's all she'd do is she'd take my stuff. I had all my little Barbies and she pawned them 1 year. For crack cocaine.
For the girls. New York?
For the girls. And then my one friend, we were best sisters forever. And that's when we left the Bronx together. I'm sorry, I'm crying again, but we lived when I was 15. And we were going to do everything together. And then she left me to go on a damn national syndicated TV reality show. And I haven't even seen her since then.
Sounds like you got a lot going on.
I do. And then I wanted to meet Sylvia Brown before I die.
You want to...
Sylvia Brown, and then she died, and she recently died.
Latrice, let me pray with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight. And, Lord, you see the situation that Latrell finds herself in. She needs your help, God.
Latrell, you still on the phone?
No.
You're not?
I mean...
I gotta call my mama.
I'm talking to my friend right now.
Oh, what you talking to your friend about? That abortion you finna get?
My friend.
Are you talking about that abortion you finna get?
I'm not getting an abortion.
Yes, you is.
No.
Yep. What?
I'm not getting an abortion because the baby just fell out. It's done.
You ruined it, Cheryl. Damn it.
She
couldn't deal with the black. She thought maybe she was ruining your confidentiality. Maybe you call her back and say, you know, I got my boyfriend off the phone.
Uh-huh.
She was dead. Nothing was going on with her. She wasn't really getting into it.
Yeah, in terms of, like, somebody who works at a hotline, she was not...
Hotline.
A big personality. She got
dirty. Maybe ask her about how big her pussy was.
We'll call back and ask her.
No.
Say, I want to know how big your pussy lips are.
No. I'm so curious. She was nice.
Right.
Well, she didn't try to tell you you'd get cancer.
I just want to look at it.
No, but she wanted to pray.
I just want you to look at it.
Okay, call back.
Hold on. Hold on. Which number was that?
867-5309.
Here, I'm going to play abortion roulette. You're not going to know who I'm calling. Only I am. Abortion roulette.
We're going to go back to the, I already had one, and it was a Dyson.
Just go with it. Whatever happens, happens.
Oh, dear Lord, please give me salvation in this call. Heavenly Father.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message system.
Little Chrissy's in the whale.
Autry is not available.
Francis Diatribe. I wonder if she's on Facebook.
Racist Diatribe? Is that your name?
You don't have to look straight at it. Just in the general direction. That's right, Kelly.
What about...
Here's one.
Latrice Stacy?
Shh. Did not turn.
I whip my hair back and forth. Pop up in the hood.
Hello, you have reached the Nurturing Network. If you're calling for our president, Mary Cunningham, AG, or a member of our staff,
Mary Cunningham,
949-934-0026, or by email addressed to tnn@nurturingnetwork.org.
That's too long to remember. Who's going to remember that?
Turn it off.
We're going to leave a voicemail.
All right. Deborah, remember I sent you that picture from Jerry's Grill with ham on the bone? We called them before.
Oh, did
we? Yeah, we did. Remember, you called and asked for the purse in the bathroom, Jerry's Grill. Well, yeah, I want you to call them back. I sent you a picture. They have a sign in the front that's written in handwriting, ask about the mop. I think it's some sort of a late night special.
Man.
Ask about the mop. What?
Hello. Colonflow.com. Call to get a free colon flow.
First,
you could
gonna
be holding pounds of fecal waste.
Okay. But first, we're going to find out about the mop. Shush. I want to know what it is.
Jerry's Grill.
Hi, Jerry girl. I was in there and I walked by. This is Debbie. Listen, I want to know what's up with the mop. Can you tell me? What is it?
It's basically biscuits and gravy served over hash browns with deep fried bologna on top.
Oh my God. That put the girls to shame. Why is this such a secret?
But actually, we don't have it yet. It's like our biscuits and gravy, we don't serve it. The only thing we don't have 24 hours, it's from like midnight till 1:30 in the afternoon.
God,
so it'll be available soon, but not yet.
Okay, well, listen, do you think... Hello?
Huh?
Oh, I heard like a squish sound. Anyways, did you ever see the Brady Bunch movie, the one they remade in the 90s, like the newer movie?
I never seen it, but I know what you're talking about.
You sound just like Alice, the truck driver. You, honey, I'm going to come in there, and I loved her.
I'll be here.
I'll come in there. Maybe I can play with it a little bit.
Okay, I'll be here to fix
you
the morning.
You might even be able to look at it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'll bring it in. You can look at it, okay? General direction. We'll watch together. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Sorry, I felt bad because she sounded like such a nice lady.
She sounded just like Alice.
She sounded like me.
She didn't sound like you.
She sounded just like me.
She sounded like Alice, the truck driver.
It's like fried bologna with biscuits and gravy? What the hell
is that shit? I mean, it sounded like shit. No, what do they call it? The mop. But it's not available yet. You should have said, y'all really put in a lot of money to your advertising campaign.
Cleansing with colon flow can boost your overall well-being, as we discussed on TV, if you're not evacuating 2 times daily, man.
Okay, this is colon flow.
Carrying 4.5 to 9 pounds.
Oh, shit. Tell him you eat. Only thing you eat is mop. Well, they clean mop. You got to.
No, I called the wrong number. Sorry, that was Jerry's again.
What do you want me to ask then?
Tell them that you're going to use it, but you got the only thing you'd like to eat is the mop. And they say, well, what's the mop?
What happened to Reagan? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I had to mute my phone whenever you're shopping.
Playing with himself.
I thought you went to the Treasure Island again or whatever that store is. You're always calling.
Whole Foods.
Matt, you got to be ready with the
Thank you for calling about colon flow. An agent will be with you in just a moment. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling. Call.
Hi, thank you for calling to order colon flow. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. My name is James. I'm glad you called. Can I get your first name?
Hi, James. My name is Cheryl.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to order some more of this product, but one of my friends ordered me some, and I don't know if I'm supposed to duty this much, but it's not right.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. Well, are you dealing with no energy throughout the day, not being able to sleep at night, bloating, indigestion, irregular bowels, constipation, or weight gain?
Well, it depends on the day, but usually, and I duty like 8 to 10 times a day, and sometimes I fall asleep on the toilet.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. One of the things that this is going to do for you is going to regulate your metabolism, get your body on a routine. So, let me tell you how it works, and then I'll get back to that. Unlike other laxatives you might try in the past, colon flow uses gentle, all-natural ingredients and a proprietary blend of special herbs and minerals that's going to help to support your healthy digestive system. It'll help to support, normalize, and enhance your healthy bowel movement without the constant urge to go to the bathroom. All you're going to do is take...
That's an amazing script. Yeah. Why are you reading me a script?
Ma'am?
Yeah.
All you do is take 2 capsules before you go to bed. You wake up every morning, okay, and colon flow.
With a big duty? But I said I duty already 10 times a day.
Get out of the bathroom, Cheryl. I've got to go.
You be quiet.
Ma'am,
Yeah.
This would regulate, this would get you on a routine. You'd go to the bathroom every morning. It's not like you'd go to the bathroom throughout the day, okay? And okay. It would help to regulate your metabolism, okay?
I'm fine. And does it help with the odor? Because the odor is horrible. It's just horrible. I'm going right now and it smells horrible.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Are you there? Oh, God. This cold, I'm already taking your product and it makes me duty so much.
I lowered the floor. My chiffon rug is ruined.
He wasn't having it.
Call him back.
Call back. Great script.
I love the pause when you accused him of the script as if he's like,
oh, call back, how and dare I'm going to say when I was riding Daddy, I poopied.
Will you sing that song, I've Written a Letter to Daddy, or whatever it is?
Okay. If you call him back.
I'm calling him, but this is the last call we're doing.
No.
Yes.
No, we just started.
Honey, I have a
J-O-B. Thank you for calling about colon flow. An agent will be with you in just a moment. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
You still have to call 1-800-GET-JUNK.
No.
Yes. Written a letter to Daddy. His address is heaven above.
Good evening, and thank you for calling the Colon Flow Order Center. My name is Gary. This call may be recorded. What is your first name, please?
Oh, Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. How are you?
Not good. I'm just all... I'm really irregular.
Okay, so you're irregular. How long have you been that way, please?
It's been like that for a while. Duty comes out, every once in a while.
Let me ask you this way. How long from one bowel movement to the next?
It's been like a week.
All right, so once a week, how long has that been going on for you?
It's been like that a lot. It's always hard to get out. Sometimes, I have to help myself with my fingers to get it out.
Oh, good heavens. So it's hard and
it's
small
rocky.
Amounts?
Yeah, it's like little pebbles.
Right, pebbles. Oh, okay, I'm sorry that's happening to you. Now, has this been going on like just for a year, 2 years, 5 years?
Like 3 to 5, maybe.
Okay, I hear you. What have you been using to help you have better bowel movements?
My friend Cheryl suggested I use KY jelly to lube up my rectum so it would pass through easier. That didn't. I used Crisco. That didn't work. I used olive oil. That didn't work.
Yeah.
I've used,
that's not a solution
Snickers,
for you. Right.
Fiber One muffins, more Snickers, Jewish wine.
Okay.
Fish.
Right. I hear you. Okay, you've had a terrible time, I can tell. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry that's happened to you. I do sympathize with your situation there.
That's
you need help though, and thank goodness you have called us. We have a solution for you on how to get back to being regular again and not have to be worried about, well, why am I not going to the bathroom? Okay. Your first name, is it Debra or is it Deborah?
The letter of the last.
So Deborah, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Orah. Thank you very much. And what's your zip code out that way, Deborah?
R? Are you ready?
No, what's your zip code?
My last name?
No, your zip code.
Oh, my zip code. Like, okay. You ready?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead and tell me your zip code, please.
Okay. Hella, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I'm using this phone. Oh, my God, I'm just so damn bloated. You need my zip. Is that what you're saying, sweetie?
Yeah, right. The zip code, please.
2-4-zip. Hello?
I got 2-4.
I live in Abraham County, Raleigh. You just put the other 25955.
That was 25955?
No, 25955. Oh. I'm sorry. It's hurting again. And then my last name's Rock of Yes, Jones.
Are you in Johnsonville, South Carolina?
Johnson, South Carolina, near Raleigh. And my last name's Rockefeller, R-O-S-B-I-G. R-O-C-K-F-E. And I do this when I get nervous.
That's okay. M-B-L-L-E-R, Rockefeller. I have it.
Rockefeller. It's getting nervous, and the girls want to play. But is this going to affect me? Is this going to affect me anyway?
No, this is not. This
sexually.
Is all safe and all. It's
but
all
I mean,
safe
am I still going to have the drive that I have?
You're still going to be a normal person, Deborah.
I just don't want my sex drive to go down because I'm 65. We just got this regulated. And I'm on this new cream that still makes me produce, lubricant. And
okay,
I tell you, this was the best time I've had with my husband in a while. I've learned things that I didn't even know I could possibly do. We did the neck bone, the dirty stomp, the stanky leg, the shenanigans.
I'm glad you called. We're here to help you with your bowel movement, and this is exactly what you need. Let me go ahead and share with you
My husband, Fox, he's been doing all these sit-ups and push-ups and stuff for me, and I mean, it has made me.
All right, fantastic.
But this has really affected me, the blockage.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am.
He's big.
Deborah, we're glad you called us. We know that you're going to love Colon Flow. This is an all-natural formula. We've helped out so many people improve their health and well-being by gently sweeping their digestive system of toxins and waste to vastly improve
digestion.
A little
slower. You're talking really fast. I'm wet.
I am so sorry.
I'm trying to run.
All right, let me go back. We know that you're going to love Colon Flow, and that's because this is an all-natural formula. We've helped out so many people improve their health and well-being by gently sweeping their digestive system of toxins, waste, to vastly improve digestion. We increase your energy levels, and we help your body to get back to a state of peak performance.
Tell me, what was your name again?
Gary.
Gary. Okay, keep talking, Gary. I'm close. Keep on. I'm going to order. I want to order two. Can we get this to keep being sent? Gary? Gary?
And why did you say, tell me about your duty?
Well, he would hang up if I did that.
Well, he hung up when he said, I'm close.
I'm getting close. That was so good. That was so good.
What if I meant?
He was so uncomfortable. He was such a nice guy. It was so funny.
He's reading his script slowly.
He's probably their top salesman.
What is he finished himself first and just left me hanging. Like they always do.
That was so good. That was so good.
Well,
call
on that.
Back.
No.
No. Call back.
No more. We're done.
Let's poll the audience and see what the audience
thinks. Fuck the audience.
Do we get any donations?
Yes.
You're not accepted donations.
Yeah, we have donations.
Remember, all your donations go to me.
Yeah.
What have you said?
His name was Gary. And he was married. Sometimes he went down on little Debbie's berry.
We should have made somehow the connection between Gary and Mrs. Garrett.
Well, if he would have stayed on the phone, maybe we could have done that. But, it, you know, he had to finish himself off and clean up. I just pictured him. Look, he was wearing like old 70s style brown glasses, and he had a beard, and he was wearing like a brawny, you know, shirt, and he had a little belly on him, and he was just rubbing himself for me. And he had him in 80s, you know, phone corded.
I see. I'm picturing one of those Texas ties, you know, with the cords, you know, and the medallion. You know what I mean?
With his boots kicked up on right. The desk.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you about a little colon cleanse.
I wonder if that's the same thing that used to be called colon blow.
Man, I like how the stream still has an echo.
It shouldn't.
Yeah, but anyway, we need to end the Grom, so it's okay.
Thank God.
Some of us have school tomorrow for girls.
Yeah, Reagan, enjoy your summer.
You know what this means? This means that we need to Grom more often.
Yes.
Oh, bullshit.
Yeah, but I can't for a long time, so.
Yay.
Why not?
Because I'm a busy girl.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is gay pride, so be proud to be that.
Pride.
Proud to be a smoking woman.
Mm-hmm. Reagan, are you going to be the next host on The View, by the way?
Why do you say that?
I don't know.
I think so.
That's what I heard.
Why are you denying it?
Uh-huh.
I'm not.
Do you think that she would be on this Grom if she was going to host a TV show?
Right.
Well, she was on a show, and she's still on this Grom. So,
well, you know what kind of Grom that was, man?
The Blyops?
Exploitation for no pay.
Oh, it was. Please. That's true.
And it wasn't in HD. Not to this season.
I just can't believe that friend of yours is doing a bite-sized network show.
I know. It's so funny to me.
It's embarrassing. All right.
I don't see why not, though. Because that other one was on a reality show, and she got on the damn View. Elizabeth.
Hasselblad. You should try and get on
there. She's a blonde cunt.
You should try and get on there. Start a social media campaign about not having men
on
the View.
Is this Grom going to be called
it's over.
Breast Cancer for Cunt?
If I remember to, yeah, I don't
Origins,
know.
Origins, breast cancer, and cunt.
Somebody send us album art to.
Cunt. I want an album art of me yelling at an old Christian woman.
And make sure it has a state seal.
No, you know what we should use is the video of that disgusting woman deep throating the
pickle.
That was pickle. Awful.
The pickle. Did y'all not watch the one, the pickle. Grapefruit one? I thought I sent that to y'all.
I didn't see no grapefruit.
Madge.
I didn't see no grapefruit.
What?
What grapefruit?
Are you serious?
What are you talking about?
I sent that to y'all, I thought.
Well, a lot of people send things. You mean you sent it while we were on the Grom Hall?
Oh, no, I seen it like days ago.
How the fuck am I going to keep track of that? I can't even keep track of my own vagina.
Well, you do one thing. You say, sorry, remind me to watch that black girl suck at a grapefruit at 12 p.m.
Okay.
And then she's, you know, remind you.
Oh. I should tell my sister that?
If that's her name.
What?
Don't wear it out.
Jesus Christ. Deborah, you better post that show.
Okay.
You don't have to edit it. Who cares? Nobody cares.
I'm just a little girl. I don't edit
this show. Nobody gives a shit.
One more phone call. One more phone call.
One
more
in the time.
All right. Bring hotline. I'm sorry. I can't hear anything. Click. All right. The end.
Okay, Madge, will you send me an email with all the people that donated?
We will,
appreciate their donations anymore.
I know. Well, I was a lot. They came through during the week, and I have to do that. I was real busy, so I'll get on that.
I know you're scamming me now that you got a job.
No, I'm just too busy.
She's cutting you short.
Yeah.
Usually they come during the Grom, but now they're coming in between. So I'm.
You're gonna have to stop that bitch. Grum.
I know.
What?
I'm saying.
Doing the Grom.
Who cares? It's like $5.
Sure, you need a sock, Madge, with a damn lock and a sock. Only a select few will get that one.
What?
Sock that bitch down.
Put a lock in a sock, she said, and sock a Madge.
What? Or that? Shiver. Take a shiv to the bitch.
Not supposed to fuck that funny tonight, don't.
You're supposed to get that. You cheated on me with your limp dick in my mouth. Cheryl, come on. You need to be watching.
She watched it. She just doesn't remember because she's on the drugs.
Okay, I'm going to go if you're going to make another call.
No, we're not.
Oh,
bye, honey.
That's all our friendship bye. Is. Bye.
Until she's on The View, then she won't bye. Go up to us at all. Bye.
Squish that. Squish that.
Bye, good night.
God bless you.
Great. Tired. Goodbye. Wait, I'll play this song that I found somewhere. Yeah, this one. It's not new.
Well, my favorite lesbian resides on the internet. She's got a website called Yeast Radio. Her name's Madge Weinstein. I thought all lesbians were mean. All lesbians were cruel. Didn't realize lesbians were cool. You know, my favorite lesbian is a Jewish girl. She's pushing 50, but looks 25, and I love her so. She's the best thing I've ever known. I used to think lesbians were cruel. Now I think lesbians are cool. Madge Weinstein's too cool.
From my web.